Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Alaska has opened enrollment to a program aimed at attracting medical and healthcare practitioners, particularly for those providing care to underserved populations. The program, known as SHARP, offers repayments for education loans or direct financial incentives. SHARP's program director, Robert Sewell, spoke to KSRM on Tuesday to discuss why such efforts are important.
The state of Alaska overall, in pretty much every community and most employers, struggle to get and keep adequate health care talent. And that's true for medical, dental, and behavioral health, and some other occupations that are closely related. So this is a problem that's been going on for decades, and it's become more acute, we think, in recent times, meaning last few years. So we need to think more about recruiting and retaining, meaning recruiting from other states. We're a net import state. We have been, we're going to be.
He highlighted why this program allows for Alaska to be an attractive spot for the aforementioned imports by being able to take the financial load from the shoulders of healthcare providers.
It depends upon which opportunity they elect, but either for 2 or 3 years, they get a quarterly payment. So if they owe a bunch of education debt, we help them with that debt, a kind of a quid pro quo thing where they provide service in their place of employment, and we then help them with the monkey on their back.
Sewell recognized the importance of improved care in rural Alaska and thinks SHARP's strategy to play the long game could break long-standing barriers.
Barriers that Alaskans know. There's geographic, there's climate, there's cultural barriers to access to care. Those are real. They're not going to go away. SHARP's not going to fix them. But there are other kinds of things that we can do something about. And one of those is to not only get more practitioners, but also to help them be around long enough so that they get the vibe for rural and remote Alaska, so that they maybe make a home, maybe they make a family.
More information about the SHARP program, including a link to their website, can be found at RadioKenai.com. Alaska lawmakers have filed 89 new bills and 5 proposed constitutional amendments ahead of next week's legislative session. Several bills have been sponsored by the legislators representing areas throughout the Kenai Peninsula. Proposals on the agenda this year include reviving Alaska's state income tax, creating a state lottery, banning the use of chokeholds by police officers, moving the legislature to Anchorage, and making daylight savings time permanent across Alaska. Senator Peter Machicki of District O is fronting an act regarding powers of the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, specifically establishing a buyback program for certain set net entry permits. Senator Gary Stevens of District P is sponsoring a number of bills, including an act establishing the Alaska Middle College Program for public school students, as well as an act to establish public schools through state tribal compacts. Representative Sarah Vance of District 31 has her name stamped upon a bill regarding the Tutka Bay Hatchery. We have a full list of all 89 pieces of legislation and all 5 proposed constitutional amendments at RadioKenai.com. All of this comes as lawmakers still wrestle with who will be in charge of the House and the Senate. The legislature convenes on January 19th. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.